And you're back on the Power Hour with me, Lady G, on this beautiful Wednesday evening. Wow, this evening is just full of emotions tonight. Yeah, it's celebrations and also sad stuff. And the girl you also heard was Krishay Mart. She's a cancer sufferer, 19 years old. She heard that they can't do anything for her, and her desire was to be on all radio stations. And I reached out to the foundation, and you will be hearing a lot more of the Kids Cancer Foundation over this few weeks. But tonight I'm honored to have this woman with this beautiful pair of eyes. she must hear it always. She's in studio with me, Meg van Wyk.
Thank you so much for having me, Karim. It's so lovely to be here tonight.
And thank you. I know you're facing some challenges at the moment. Thank you.
It's a hard time. It is, you know, I think I speak a lot about anniversaries, and today is also an anniversary.
Leading up to something quite traumatic for me, but I am here to talk about the music and the journey, of course, and it is all part of the whole thing, and we're just, you know, doing this dance
but
of life.
If you feel okay to share what you've shared with me about today, please share it with our listeners.
Of course, yeah.
Maybe there's somebody out there that is down and out, and I just want to say to our KC listeners, I'm seeing your messages. I will get to it before the show is over. And so thank you. But please, Meg, there might be someone that needs to hear something from you.
Absolutely. So my story kind of starts when I had just matriculated. So I was this bright-eyed, bushy-tailed 18-year-old who was I was working in a seaside cafe in December. And I was this like whirl of curls and gypsy skirts and floral scarves. And one day, my manager says to me, "Okay, I'm going to go and fetch my friend from the airport. He's going to be working at our sister restaurant. He's a mixologist. He makes the most beautiful cocktails. And I think you're going to enjoy him." And I laughed and I said, "Ha ha ha, of course, I am a joy. And I enjoy everyone and everyone enjoys me." And so about 2 hours later, she comes back, and suddenly there is this tall, dark stranger in the doorway. And I say, "Oh, who's that?" And we had this moment, electric between us. And every day after that, he came for the next 2 weeks. He came to see me at my little seaside cafe, ordered a cappuccino. I found out later that he didn't actually drink coffee at all. And he asked me to go dancing. And that same night, we kissed for the very first time. And I went home and I immediately sat down with my guitar and I wrote the song that you heard earlier, which is called Burn Down. And it was the start of one of the greatest love stories in my life. And I say one of the greatest because I've had other great love stories, but it kind of is the one defining one that taught me how to love.
Wow. That sounds like a Molson Boone episode, you. the way you are. Oh. Your eyes go up and you glow up.
Karin, I'm giving you the live show.
I think we're not actually gonna talk about a lot of music. Come, go on. I'm enjoying this one now.
A lot happened, and I think so we're here to talk about my debut EP, Trousseau.
Yeah.
And a trousseau is like a kist that's full of like stuff that you,
like the old people.
That a bride prepares to like take into her life.
Or when you get 21, you get a lot of trousseau.
Get your own place, go and like fill your cupboards and make your bed and do the stuff. You know what I mean? And I kind of, the metaphor there for me is that, you know, he filled my trousseau.
Wow.
With all this love that I now have to give to other people and to inspire and share and be joyful and connect.
I'm getting goosebumps here.
Oh, stop it. Even me, I'm feeling it. And so we went through some tough times. I was young and naive and stupid. Mm-hmm. And I am very ambitious. You know, I went to study musical theater in Quebeja. And I wanted to be an actress and a star. And so we were doing long distance for a really long time. And that came with its own complications. And so a lot of the songs that are on this EP are songs that I wrote while we were going through all of this stuff. So there's a lot of like longing and nostalgia and like reaching for something that you can hear in the lyrics, in the music, in the imagery that I use. And it's funny now, obviously, in this context. Well, I suppose not funny, but it's interesting to me that that is the case. I joke and I say I'm a romanticizer of longing, you know. Mm. Because I was so idealistic and so naive, and he found me at this time where I was quite, you know, vulnerable. And I'm a child of divorce. So I kind of had to be convinced to commit to marriage, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, I was like, what, we make the choice to show up for each other every day. That's our commitment. I don't need a piece of paper that's been stamped by the government to prove how we feel about each other. But a marriage is not just about the two people, right? Like a wedding, the day.
Yes, it's about the two of you. And after that, it's about the whole family.
It's about saying we come together and we are surrounded by witnesses.
Yes.
The people in our lives that matter to us, who care about us, that they can say, we are here to see you taking this step. And I think that's the same thing with anniversaries, right? Is, you know, birthdays, holidays, we go through life and you can go through it in a way that you can go, you know, it's all just happening to me and time goes by and what's the point? But anniversaries and special days, those are the things that we mark time by and we say, I'm here, right? I'm not just letting life happen to me. I'm an active participant.
Mm.
And so I think I mentioned to you that this EP was released, I think it's 2 years ago now. Is it 2 years ago?
I think so.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe. and it was released on my 7th wedding anniversary, the 15th of April. And this year was the 9th. And so next year is special again because it's the 10th year, eh?
Yes.
And I think for me, doing it in that way, I'm also making the listeners my witnesses.
Wow.
To that love, and to that great journey that we took together, you know.
Sure. Mm. You know, we have to get you back. That's all I'm saying, because I do want to mention Meg came late, but not for a very good reason. But we are sort of only having a few minutes left. We're going to speak about more of the music side. But the story, finish the story, please.
Okay. So,
you,
we're up in arms.
This is like reading a book and trying to get to the end of it.
No, I've got side notes as well.
Yeah, footnotes. Please. Yes. You have 3 minutes. Two minutes.
Okay, I can rush through it. Yes. It's fine.
We're talking about the story tonight.
So I got to a point where, you know, I had moved to Cape Town. I had first gone to Makanda to go work after I graduated. I moved to Cape Town because I thought, you know, I had been told by a mentor in the industry that I would do best there. Mm. And it got to a point where we were like, listen, well, we need to start making a choice now. Do we want to be together or what is going to happen? Because we can't really actually continue to have this relationship if we're not in the same place.
Mm.
So I packed my bags and I moved to Joburg and we moved in together and we were so happy. And he proposed to me on the 2nd of April, 2015, because he said if he had done it on the 1st of April, I would have thought it was a prank.
Oh, yeah. True.
And then we were engaged for a long time.
For how long?
Oh, 2 years. It took us a while to like get the funds together and, you know, okay. A working artist and a young professional, like the money wasn't quite there, but we made it. And we shared this beautiful day with all our family and friends. And 5 weeks later, we had just come back from honeymoon. He was complaining for a whole month about like really bad headaches. Like he said he wanted to like, he actually said he wanted to skin himself.
Wow.
Like to skin his scalp off of his head because it was so painful. And he went to the doctor and the one doctor prescribed him some cortisol. And I said, oh my gosh, what? And a week later he was in hospital. And he had suffered a stroke and we think that he kept suffering a stroke. Strokes are strange, you know, they don't quite understand them very well and they're difficult to perceive. And unfortunately, the hospital that he was in didn't have the right, equipment to be able to do the scans that they needed to. And he passed away the next week.
Wow.
Yeah.
So sorry.
And that was 5 weeks after we were married. And I was so lost. And I didn't know what to do. And I felt so alone. I felt like no one could understand the pain that I was in.
Mm.
And so I think, of course, now I can look back and see that I suffered much more deeply and longer than I should have because I held on to it and I didn't allow anyone else in and I didn't know who to speak to. And I think part of why this music is important to me is I'd like people to hear it and to know that they're not alone and that there is someone out there who understands and that they don't have to hold it by themselves. Because, you know, we often talk about grief as like this big thing that you can't seem to bear, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's important to know that there's a way through and you never quite move on, but you grow stronger and more capable of holding it if you actively engage with it.
On that note,
mm-hmm.
Wow, I see a lot of emotions here tonight. Thank you, Meg. Sorry for all that you had to endure and what you're going through. Mm-hmm. And don't stop making music.
Oh, thank you, Karin. I won't.
Don't.
I'm
don't stop
more.
Smiling with that beautiful eyes of yours. And next time we will get you back.
Yes.
We will talk about the music a little bit, but we have run out of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a beautiful evening.
You too.